Information was passed between these teams without the Germans ever meeting their Soviet counterparts. They only spoke directly to Korolev, who was far curter with them than he had been in Bleicherode, the V-2 test area in Germany's Harz Mountains, where Korolev had first debriefed the scientists at war's end. Some serious researchers have opined that the space programs of both the USSR and the USA, despite the political posturing, were actually the same program, one far ahead of the current joint Russian-American space efforts, such as the International Space Station. This overall project was conceived and designed as a collaboration between two superpowers, wrote Bennett and Percy. The Cold War was a convenient cover under which aspects of this program could be implemented and hidden. All these machinations were orchestrated at the very highest level, with only a select and hidden few ever knowing the overall objectives of the project. As noted by Farrell, this of course implies some entity or agency of coordination existing both within the Soviet Union and the United States. If this were so, who were these hidden manipulators? To begin with, there were the German rocket scientists themselves. In 1945, Lieutenant Walter Jessel was assigned to investigate how much trust to give the scientists before bringing them to America. According to author Hunt, the lieutenant uncovered evidence of a conspiracy among von Braun, Dornberger, and Dornberger's former chief of staff, Herbert Axter, to withhold information from U.S. officers. Secret codicils within the 1945 Yalta Agreement between Roosevelt, Churchill, and Stalin allowed for the partitioning of Europe between the Allied powers. Dr. Wilhelm Voss, the former head of the Skoda Munitions Works in Pilsen, had handled much of the material for Kammler's Kammlerstab Special Projects Group. In May 1945, when elements of the American Army arrived in the Czech city of Pilsen, Voss attempted to hand over a truckload of Kammlerstab documents, but was told by the commanding U.S. officer that he was under orders to give everything to the Russians. While entire German divisions were trying desperately to surrender to the Western Allies, it is well known that Patton's Third Army had reached the outskirts of Berlin before being ordered back 100 miles to await the arrival of the Russians, who were required to fight desperately for every block of the city. Such a withdrawal is clear evidence of the deals being made at the highest levels.